Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm right here in the operations area. This is Ken Graham. And looking at the official clock, it is 9 o'clock, your update, Eastern time. So let's talk about Hurricane Florence at the current time. Well, we still have the strong hurricane continuing. The plane is out there trying to get us the latest information on the different parameters, including the center and outside. But one thing I want to make a particular note on, look at the size of this system. We have a large storm. And if you take this circle and draw an equal circle around over the states. Look how many states that could be covered by this. We keep talking about, the size of this and how the impacts are not just around the center, but a long way outside of it. And that's what we have on the update here. We can actually see tropical storm force winds stretching out, 150 miles away from the center, and 40 miles from the center, we can still see hurricane force winds. So a lot of people could see these dangerous winds associated with Florence. With time, we still expect this slowdown. The closer those lines are together means the system is slowing down. And actually, in this cone, that's where the center could be two-thirds of the time. We have a lot of variability in this forecast towards the later parts of the forecast period. So we got to look at that because that changes our impacts. And without a doubt, looks like we're going to have some great impacts, catastrophic in some regards. So let's look at those impacts. I think it's important when we start slowing down a system, that's when you can get the heavy rain. It just prolongs these effects, more and more rain. These rain bands continue to add up those rainfall totals. We are forecasting in some areas 15 to 20, even greater than 20 inches of rain. In fact, some areas could receive 30 inches of rainfall, which is absolutely catastrophic. And it's not just along the coast. Look at these areas. It covers much of Virginia, much of North Carolina, and even up into Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania. You could get some great rainfall totals. So that's where we need to be aware of this, particularly flash flood dangers associated with this. Now remember, depending on the forecast, we talked about that variability, these values can shift in different directions. And why is that important? Because if you're watching this and you think you're out of those zones, that could change. And that's why anybody in these areas need to watch out for this, for the particularly dangerous flash flooding that we can have. The other factor is a storm surge. Anywhere along this area in pink, we have a storm surge watch. You can get greater than 3 foot of storm surge in these areas. That is life-threatening. And that's why we have the watch out. And even when you look a little closer, I think it's really important to note a couple areas, really a dangerous situation where the water is not just the barrier islands, the Pamlico Sound. Look how the Pamlico River, the water continues to go. The Neuse River approaching New Bern. Look at these values. Every different nook and cranny is going to be filled up with water. Every little tributary, every little river is going to have additional water in it. And where that piles up in these areas here, you can see 10 to 12 foot of storm surge, which is particularly dangerous. And this is just the salt water, not including the flooding that we'll have from the freshwater flooding. So again, those are the dangers. We need to be ready. Now's the time to be ready and listen to those local officials. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.